Hello, welcome to the Sugar Mama Radio Show with your host, Mathia Ford. Every week, we talk about pregnancy, motherhood, and gestational diabetes topics and answer your questions about all of the above. Email us at radio@sugarmamaradio.com with your questions and go to sugarmamaradio.com to sign up and get a free gift, as well as notified when we have a new show. Now, what you've been waiting for, here's Mathia with the show.
Hello, welcome to Sugar Mama Radio. This is Mathia Ford, and this is episode one. Today I'm going to introduce myself, tell you about this channel, and what you can expect from these podcasts now and in the future. This is about pregnancy, motherhood, and gestational diabetes. I've been a registered dietitian for the last 18 years, and I work with women who have gestational diabetes, and I help them manage their gestational diabetes better. I have books on Amazon. I have products that are available for sale, and I have a website that has a lot of information called gestationaldiabetesinfo.com. So you feel free to go there anytime. Also, we're going to do the first 14 or 15 episodes that talk just about gestational diabetes, because if you found this podcast, you're probably searching for information about that. So we're going to talk about that first. And then from then on, every other week, we should have an episode, but we have a call-in show where you can call into the line and ask questions and get more information about pregnancy, motherhood, gestational diabetes. So always go check at www.gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/call, and that will tell you the next call coming up. So again, gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/call, and that'll tell you when the next call is coming up. You can put it on your calendar, do all that stuff. Okay, so first of all, I want to tell you why I want to do this, why I feel drawn to helping women with gestational diabetes. It's a bit of an emotional story, so I may get a little choked up, so hopefully not too much. But my why is I was pregnant with my first child at 32 years old. My pregnancy, we went through, and I have a family history of heart disease and diabetes and obesity. And so I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes at about the time everybody else is, about 24 to 26 weeks. And also knew I was going to have a boy. And so we took care. We were careful. We walked. We checked the blood sugars. And it was going okay, but it wasn't quite as low as it needed to be. And so I was afraid to give myself insulin. And that's something that I would tell you now, that you should not be afraid of giving yourself insulin. It's not hard to do. And it's not painful, but I checked my blood sugars 4 times a day, and I was afraid of the insulin, so I took metformin. Metformin has some side effects, and I believe that that was part of my problem. That was my personal opinion, that the metformin brought on some of my problems, made them worse. But at 30 weeks, I developed preeclampsia, and preeclampsia is when you have fluid retention and high blood pressure, and it causes you problems. And so I ended up delivering my baby boy via C-section at 32 weeks. So he was a 32-weeker. He was 6 weeks pre-preemie. He was 5 pounds, 5 ounces, and he ended up being in the NICU for 2 weeks. Going home without your baby is very hard when they're in the NICU. The UV lights he had to have because he had jaundice. And we thought it was difficult. And I met a wonderful nurse who took care of him. And she was sometimes in the NICU, they're able to assign kind of a nurse that when they're there, they take care of your baby most of the time, and you get to know them and talk to them, and they kind of tell you how things are going. And I would go there every night, and I worked in the same hospital, so I was able to be comfortable there, very comfortable. He was there for 2 weeks, then he came home, and everything seemed okay. I thought that was difficult, like I said, but it was only a couple weeks. And I pumped breast milk. I felt it was very important, as he was a preemie, to breastfeed him. But I know that there's some women that can't do that. So don't think I'm saying you have to only breastfeed, but I did that. And he didn't have any problems. He did okay, and he's still okay. He's still today, and he's just turned 11. So I was pregnant again 9 months later. I'm older, so I didn't mind having my babies close together because I knew that I didn't want to have babies when I was 40. So I was pregnant again 9 months later, and it was a girl, and I was so excited. This time I was going to have a girl. And in all honesty, I was also very happy it was a girl because when you have a preemie, they may or may not tell you things, but the girls are the stronger ones. So I was happy that I was going to have a girl because I was like, if she's born early, then she'll be stronger. And they tested me early for gestational diabetes, and I was borderline. I ended up being prescribed metformin again, and that was just brought on the preeclampsia much quicker. I ended up having really bad kidney labs and ended up with a C-section delivery at 27 weeks. I had 2 days of bed rest, and I'm getting a little emotional. I had 2 days of bed rest, and I was in my room, and my mother-in-law was sitting there with me, and all I remember is telling her I was going to take a nap. And then I woke up, and I was saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And they told me that I had, when I thought I was taking a nap, I had gone into a seizure and had a seizure. My mother-in-law had to run out, and thank God she was there. I don't know what would have happened, but she ran out in the hallway, hollered for people, came back in the room, and threw herself on top of me to hold me in the bed. So she was traumatized as well as me. But anyway, so they said, your baby will probably survive. What they don't tell you at 27 weeks is that survive is not defined very clearly. It means they'll be alive. It doesn't mean that they'll be healthy and vibrant and running around doing ballet and everything else. So, my daughter was small. She was 1 pound, 14 ounces at 27 weeks. And, she spent 9.5 weeks in the NICU. We were blessed to have the same nurse that took care of my son be the special nurse, so to speak, for my daughter. And that was one of the best parts, because she could tell me what was going on. She understood me and my husband. She understood our personalities a little bit and knew how we were and was able to talk to us and call and give us updates. And we went up there twice a day. I worked there. And so once I came back to work after the birth, I would go and see her during the day. And then in the evening, my husband would come back with me. I felt bad for the moms who live so far away who couldn't come see their babies every day. There's a lot of rural areas in Oklahoma where they would have the baby, they would fly it to OU, and the moms would just be able to come on the weekends. Anyway, she had TPN, she had tube feeding, and we used breast milk. Not for the TPN, obviously, but I double pumped. She came home with oxygen. She had lots of monitors. If you had a preemie, you'd know that it's a lot of day-to-day, minute-to-minute, holding your breath type of things. And she had all those things. I would say that, you know, it was a lot of visits to the doctor, lots of time in the hospital. And I will also just tell you that you know your baby the best. And so when a doctor kind of poo-poos you a little bit, I would go for a second opinion, because there were a couple times when I knew there was something going on, and actually a doctor came back and apologized to me and said, I should have listened to you. You know your baby the best. So anyway, lots of struggles, but worth every minute of it, because both my babies are, you wouldn't even know that they were preemies, and you wouldn't be able to tell that. And I know there's some people with babies that do have long-lasting effects. Mine, I was fortunate to not have any. So they're finally both, quote-unquote, normal, so to speak. I feel very blessed that that's the way they are. I also feel very blessed that I went through it and understand the value of motherhood, and how fortunate, if you are fortunate enough to be pregnant and have it, you know, it's not something that you take lightly. And so I'm here to help. So they're 9 and 11 years old. They're 15 months apart, obviously, because they would have been 18 months apart, but my baby girl was born early, 3 months early. So I have experience with gestational diabetes, and I have experience with the struggles and the triumphs, and I enjoy being able to help you, and I enjoy being able to talk about it and give you the information you need, let you know what I did, let you know what you can do, what's recommended, and also understanding that each and every one of us is an individual. I want you also to know that I'm coming out with a course on Udemy that goes more into depth into gestational diabetes. And Udemy is a platform that there's lots of training on. But if you go to gestationaldiabetesinfo.com/Udemy, UDEMY, that will take you to my course once it's ready. And you'll be able to sign up for that if you want. And in the future, if there's a coupon code or something, I'll send that out via email. So please sign up for the email on gestationaldiabetesinfo.com. Now that I've kind of tearfully told you my story, I want you to know what to expect from this podcast and listening experience. I would like you to send any questions that you have. If you can't be on the every other week call, send your questions to admin@gestationaldiabetesinfo.com and just say podcast question or question for you. What I'll do is on that call is answer your question, and then you'll find it in the podcast. But please feel free to ask questions about motherhood, pregnancy, and gestational diabetes. I would love to answer them for you, or find someone who can. So again, I'm going to talk about different topics, and I hope to provide you some value. I hope that listening to my story helps you to feel better, to know that there's somebody that's gone through it, and that we both are going to be able to, you'll come out on the other end being stronger. So have a great day, and just listen to the next few episodes, and you'll learn lots about gestational diabetes. And then, like I said, every other week. So subscribe every other week we will have a new added on, and then you'll see questions and answers in there. Thanks. Bye-bye.